Do in chapter 32, we're going to do subsection 29. First, we're going to learn here now a general rule. We've learned that many times we cannot just scrape away the letter because just to fix it by scraping, you need to rewrite the letter. So he says, "Kol mokim shein pirud moyo." If separating alone does not help. So in other words, that you have to actually go ahead and rewrite the letter. So how do you rewrite the letter? What did we say? You have to scrape off the letter and you have to rewrite it. But what about a person, you know, especially want to think, you know, maybe if you're not a scribe. Let's say you have a problem in the Torah, right? You're not a scribe, so you don't know exactly how to write, but you can follow the pattern over there. So you say to yourself, look, if I'm going to scrape off the letter, no, you have to do it for the Kedusha Sefer Torah, there's other requirements, but just talking about the practical problem that you don't know how to write. So you say to yourself, look, really, it's not sufficient just to scrape off, but you say, I'll scrape off a little bit, but I don't know how to write the letter. I'll write over the letter. So I'll trace the letter and I'll just put another coating on it. So I'll have a second coat of ink on top of the already there. So I'm ending up writing. So he says like this. If ain pirud moyel, if the separating just like that doesn't help, but you have to actually write, ain havora bekumas ala ismaelis, to put your feather, the ink feather, over the letter was not sufficient. In order, so you don't have to scrape it off totally and rewrite the whole letter. You can't do that. You can't just refill it with the ink. Why? For since the bottom writing is still in existence, it's there. It's wrong, but it's still there. So the top one isn't benefiting anything. It's a second coat, but it doesn't do anything. Sheksav al gabi ksav eine ksav klal. Writing on top of writing isn't considered writing at all. Elo al gabi aklav. If you write, it must be on top of the parchment itself. And now we're going to do subsection 30, Lamed. And here we're going to come to a very important rule that we've been discussing and mentioning throughout, that by tefillin, and by mezuzahs, but here we're talking about tefillin, it has to be written in the right order. And because of that, you might run into difficulty because it's not so easy to fix. A Sefer Torah is not a problem. A Sefer Torah doesn't have to be written in the order. You can fix it, you can write later on, you can fix and put in later on. But the tefillin have to be written in the same order the way it comes. So therefore, anytime technically that you got to erase a letter or to rewrite the letter, you would have to rewrite everything that you wrote beyond it already because it's not in the same order. It has to be in the order the way it is. That's the way it has to be written. So even just fixing one letter can sometimes cause you to go ahead and have to write the real letter. Now, you can imagine now why one needs to be a real Yirei Shamayim, a God-fearing person, you know. How nobody's going to know what happened. You have to just have the fear of God in your heart. Because even the stores, you know, they have a mashgiach watching them, but the sofer is sitting there writing, nobody's watching him. Can you imagine? It takes him 2-3 days to write a portion, and then all of a sudden he finds out at the end that there's something wrong. He can scrape it off, and nobody's going to know the difference. Right? And you know the difference. It looks beautiful. You have to trust. You have to be a God-fearing person. Any times when it comes to money and this situation, you see that a lot of people fail. Even if they're in other areas, they may be very pious, but when it comes to the temptation and the difficulty of money and the living, it becomes very difficult. You got to be able to trust somebody really that he's a Yirei Shamayim, and that's something which is very important when it comes to the sofer.
I'm just wondering where it came down that the Torah, when you're writing the Torah, doesn't exactly have to be.
Okay, because we're going to learn here in one second. We'll see why by the tefillin it does have to be that way. So he says like this. So we're learning subsection 30. And then we're going to come into other problems because as we're going to see, what happens if you've already written God's name? God's name cannot be erased. So then you're totally stuck. Then you're going to, if you've written a portion and you have God's name already in there, then you can't erase it all and start from the place where you're up to, because you're not allowed to erase God's name. So then you just got to put these, you got to bury the parts, you got to do Geniza for them. So you're getting into problems over here with not writing it accurately. You have to be accurate in the first place when you're writing it. And that's why a lot of times the tefillah and the mezuzah, they cannot be fixed later on, because the disqualification is such. You can only fix basically if you don't have to write. But if you have to write, then you can't fix it because it's going to be out of order. And you also can't erase it. It's not worth it. You have to rewrite it. So you can't fix it. This is a very, very important. And now you understand why it's very difficult to fix tefillah and mezuzahs and still get kosher. That's why we get a lot of them. We get puzzled. Let's look inside. Kol mokum shein pirud moil. Wherever just separating doesn't help. Because at some points we said you can just separate the letters if they're touching in a certain spot. You can just scrape on. But in places that separating doesn't help. But the tzorich ligrer v'lachzer v'lichtev. But you need to scrape off and rewrite. In any of those places, like we learned about the tag of the dalet, the back of the dalet, you know, in all cases, whatever it is, you need to rewrite, even a small part, lichta, filumat, even a little bit, like the bottom of the aleph, the bottom leg of the aleph. Ain't takona zuma elis, this would only help, this fixing can only help. Elik shadayin lekos of klumacharatos, only if he hasn't written anything after the mistake. But if you did write, you have to erase everything that you've written following the mistake. And then you have to go back and rewrite everything. After you fix the mistake, you got to erase everything from the mistake and on and start rewriting. What happens? If you wrote one of God's names that are not allowed to be erased already, then tzidicha parsha zugniza. Then, and you have a mistake that you need to fix, that you got to rewrite, this parsha has to be hidden, meaning it has to be buried. You have to put it away. It has to be buried because you can't erase it. If you can't erase it, what are you going to do? You have to bury it. It still has Hashem's name in it. And the reason why we have to erase everything else, why we can't just fix the letter by itself, because when you fix a mistake by rewriting, by having to write, and you're fixing, after you have written even any letter of the parsha later on, but you have to fix it after you have already written, then this portion is written not in the order, because now you're writing the previous letter and you already wrote that before in the order of the parsha. That letter that you've already written comes after the letter that you're fixing, and here you're ending up fixing it, and fixing in this case you're writing it, so you're writing it out of order. The Torah says by here, the Torah says they shall be they shall be that language is meant as, this is a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Vav Pasuk Ches, we say it in the Shema, that they have to be the way they are, they shall be in the right order. So we have a special pasuk that tells us that the tefillin have to be in the order the way it comes in the Torah, and you can't write it out of order. In this case, you're writing the word out of order. But if you have the name of Hashem over there, then of course you are doing it, you're going to be doing it out of order. Now, that applies if we have to rewrite. But in some cases, we don't have to rewrite. Remember, in some cases, if you have letters that are pasted together, I will always use Shnit B'Kuzu B'Zu. But if you have letters that have been connected to another, and earlier we learned in the parenthesis that if it's the whole letter is connected, some say you have to rewrite it. But we're talking about even a small piece of it. In that case, in a way that just separating is going to be sufficient, that you can separate even after you've written the whole parsha. Because you're not rewriting. In that case, you're just separating. You're creating parchment. To create parchment after the writing is okay. We don't apply here the rule that you're writing it out of order. He is not really writing it. You're not writing it, you're just making it kosher. Through scraping off the connection that is between them. So just by scraping off in between them, you are not. It's not called writing it. Or grida in a kasiva. Grida is not called scraping, it's not writing. And therefore, at that point, it's not considered writing. You're making it kosher, but you're not writing it. The writing has been done in order. Now, sometimes, gets now very, very detailed, very complicated. Meaning you have to know exactly in which situation to apply it. So, vafilu oisha makshira deksiva mu'atis. There is sometimes, there's a letter that you make it kosher by a very little touch-up. And here the sofer needs to be expert and also in the laws to know where you can touch up or not. So he says like this, if even sometimes you may need a little touch up, but if it's a case, if it had the shape beforehand, the shas ksivoso, at the time of writing, it didn't look like a different letter. It looked like this letter, but you know it's something wrong there. Kigoy, gives you an example. Let's say the yudin sha'al hashinin. If you take the three yuds on the shin, right. Or the two yuds on the al ha'ainin, then you have the on the ayins, or v'hatzadik, v'shala alfin, or the tzadik and the aleph, upayin. Viragla atovin and the legs of the tov, they're all yuds over there. All different kind of old yuds there. Now what happened in this case? Shaloi ho yu noigim beguf hois. They weren't touching on the letter itself. Those yuds that have to be connected to the letter by a little pointer coming from those yuds to the letter, they weren't touching. So now there's a space. It looks, but when you look at the eye, it looks like a regular letter. But if you look closely, you'll see that there's a gap between that yud. All these letters with these yud that we mentioned before, the yud, the shin, the ayin, the tzadik, the alfin, the pein, the raglatovin, and they weren't actually touching. So how are you going to fix them? Just by adding a little ink, a drop of ink. So you're not changing any of the form over here. You're just making a little line to drop, like a here, just to connect them to there. But with tinuk, here the criteria is also, if you took a child, the tinuk sheina lechachem v'letipesh koidum kilchosam, a child who is not wise and not foolish, that's the criteria, can read it properly. He looks at it and says, this is a shin, or he says, this is an ayin. Yochel esakne acharkein, v'ein b'zem shum k'lo yisidnum. Then you can fix it afterwards, and that would not have the problem that is written out of order. Because there's no problem with the shape of the letter. It's just a little bit of a gap. Now, we don't say this all the time. Let's see in a minute.
What if it was another part of the letter? Say it was in the shin, it's the bottom, and there's a spit, they being cracked off or something.
There's a crack in the middle.
It could be a crack in the bottom, on the base of it.
Okay, so you mean like along the whole line?
Yeah.
But there's no shear. That would be kosher anyways, because there's no thickness, doesn't have a shear. As long as there's something left,
right,
it's okay.
In the middle of it, there'll be a piece of ink missing. So actually, you can repair any letter as long as the letter, when you look at it, it's the letter that you expect it to be.
Yeah, but we had before, if you have a puncture, if you have a space, and if it's circled, but if it's totally split in the middle, we had that.
Well, if it's within the we said that if it wasn't part of within the shape of the letter.
Yeah,
am I right? On the dollar, we talked about the leg. If there's a hole in the middle of the leg, but there's ink surrounding.
We talked about a actual hole, and then we talked about
right
in Sif. This was Sif Chof.
We talked about
when you the split
the ink around it, and you can fill the hole with the ink.
Yeah. Over here, we're talking about if you have a shin,
yeah,
that is split, let's say, like you're saying, the split in the middle of it, so that you have two separate sides, two separate sides of the shin. I have to take a look. As far as Shalaki Sidron, that would probably be no good. No, let me look. Let me look this up again. I forget already. We learned it all.
Yeah, no,
I already forget. But that's why that should be no good, because you're writing the letter now. That would be no good. To fix, because if you read the letter, if you split down the middle, if you still have ink all around it, or even if you have the thickness, then you still have a letter there. But if it's split right down in the middle, so that it's cracked, it's like two sides, then it's not the letter. Then you have to
scrape the letter and redo it.
And you can't do it if you've really written it. You can't fix it. Torah you could. Yeah, Torah is not a problem.
You wouldn't repair it. You would scrape the whole letter out and redo it.
Yeah, or part of the letter. You don't need depending how you write it. No, you don't have to erase over there the whole. I don't think over there you'd have to erase the whole letter by the bottom of the shin. I don't think. We'll see as we go on. I don't think so. Yeah.
I'm just curious why we can do that in the Torah, but we can't for a Mitzvah.
Well, practical purposes is very simple. You're not going to have you write the whole Torah over again. And the dump all the Torah. So by that standard, if that would be a requirement, we had no Torah kosher, no kosher Torah, because every time there's a mistake. So what are you going to do? Going to bury all the Torahs?
If you have a section that's really bad, you can pull out one.
So yeah, that's right. Logistically speaking, it's not going to work. It's not going to work with the Torah. Now, what happens? So here you have the letter hey. As you see, this is the first line, one letter in from the left, the hey. So there's supposed to be a space between the leg and the roof. Same thing is by the kuf, which is directly under the hey, on the fourth line from the top, is the kuf. There is also that space on the left leg between the top and the upper part. Now, what happens if there is no gap over there? That's not a hay. That's not a kuf. Now, in that case, it's not going to help you, even if a child is going to read that as a hay or as a kuf, because it's connected, and you have to rewrite that whole leg. As we said, you can't just scrape it off, but you have to rewrite it. Since you have to rewrite it, it would be shalaki sidrum. Then you would not have a. Have it written in order, and that film would be no good. If the leg of the hay or the kuf touches the roof, even if it touches it like a hair, that it still has the shape, because it's not so closed, it's just a drop closed. And you have a tina koda kilchosa, a child would read this properly. He sees it still as a hay. But what would be the way to fix this? It doesn't help him with the child reads. Kivon shetzorich legarer tchila kol haregel. Since you first have to scrape off the entire leg, in kein shuv ein tzoros an aleim, it doesn't have any more the shape. Ukshechazar v'kosmar is a kosh like yisidram. And when you rewrite it, it's not in order. So he says like this. Interesting. Let it be that the child is reading it as a kuf. So you can say, well, the whole letter wasn't really ruined. But how are you going to fix it? You can't just scrape it off. You have to rewrite. Now, once you're going to be rewriting it, you're making a letter after the rest was written. So although the child may be reading this as a kuf or as a hey right now, that's fine. So that would be okay if we can leave it that way, but you can't leave it that way because we see it's connected. So we're going to have to fix it. How are we going to fix it? You can't just scrape it off. Fix it, you're going to have to rewrite it. If you're going to rewrite it, now you're writing it, and that's already written, the other ones have been written already. You can't write it after the other one, so that won't work. The same thing would be any other time when there's touchings. That you have to, if the requirement is that you got to scrape it off, to the extent that the letter no longer looks as a letter and you have to rewrite it. So it turns out again, in all of these cases, if you have to rewrite it, then you're writing it out of order. You can't fix it later on. For example, Yud al yoinav atachtoyne shel ha'alef. If you take the upper yud or the lower yud of the aleph, of the first letter, if you have these yuds, as we learned earlier before, if these yuds touch the letter not just by a little pointer, but the actual body of the yud, that yud touches it, you have to scrape it off and rewrite the letter. So that would disqualify this whole, that whole tefillin. Let's say, if you have the upper or lower level of the yud on the aleph, or the shin, the yud on the shin, on the ayin, the tzadik, mapei, v'regel atof, if they're touching more than they should, the actual letter, not only by their pointer, but part of their body of the yud is touching the letter, that it became possible. So how are we going to fix it? Gonna have to scrape off. Sometimes you're gonna have to scrape off even the top, because depending on the top or the bottom. But the only way to fix this is by scraping off and rewriting. How much? It's not really irrelevant to this case. Any time that you have to rewrite because it's going to lose its shape, it's gonna be out of order. Same thing it would be with a mem that is open, and it's become closed. It has to be an open mem, and it's closed. So now again, you're going to have to rewrite that left side over there, as we learned earlier. And all of the cases. So let's finish up this sif over here. This is let's say a situation you don't have to scrape, but you just got to write a little bit. A drop of writing. You just have to write any, if you have if the letter is split into two, is the question that you asked before. If the letter is split into two, so how are you going to fix that letter? You have to put a drop of ink to connect the letter. If it seems like two letters. Tzadik shekosva yud nun. Look at the tzadik.
Yeah.
It's a yud and a nun. On the right hand side you have the yud, and then you have a nun. It's a little strange nun in the way it's printed by us. It looks smart. Now the problem is, the yud and the nun have to be connected in order to make it into a tzaddik. But if they're separate, it's a yud and a nun.
There's two letters.
Two letters. So how are you going to make it into one letter? By filling in a little ink. The tzaddik goes yud nun. Or shin, shekosva ayin. A shin, yud and ayin yud. The shin has three. So you have two is an ayin. And then you have the yud, the left one, isn't quite touching into. So you have two separate letters. You have an ayin and a yud. So now what do you got to do? Now you got to add a little ink.
But it's a backward ayin.
Exactly.
What?
The backward ayin.
Which one? By the shin?
Shins.
No. Look the first two sides. It's a little the middle one over here, the way the printed one goes into the left corner, but really in the right, the shuri, it goes into the right corner over there. So it looks more like the ayin.
But the base is straight on here, and that's on a really large
the yud, but in the Hebrew that's what it is. It's an ayin and a yud, and it's just missing that. Okay, so now in this case, before when we were talking about these yuds of the letter not being connected is one thing, but here he wrote Afal pi shatinuk she'eino chacham. In this case, it's not going to happen. The child who's not too wise is going to read them properly. And before we said that that's not called a separate shape, as long as the child will read it the same, you can fix it because it's still part of it, it looks the same letter. But in this case, it's not going to help. And Yochel Zak Nachakach. Why? Because we say they have a shape of different, they look like different letters. The three yuds, which are not connected, let's say, to the shin at the bottom, they don't look like anything else. They're just missing a connection. But over here, there's two separate letters that they look like. The two letters that are not connected. Now that you are fixing them, it's like writing it anew. So he's writing it out of order. So in this case, because it's two separate letters, if it's not touching, it's not as bad as having two separate letters look like one. Same thing is with the ches. Now look at our ches over here, which is on the second line, the second one to the left, that's the ches. Now in the Torah, the ches is, It's like, instead of a flat one, it's like two zayins, or a zayin and a vav, put together where the roof goes slanted upwards, it goes. So, he says like this, if you have a ches, a kosv, a beis zayin, one way of doing it, it's like two zayins that are connected, that's a ches. Upridos and the keres hated. But you can clearly see that there's two separate letters. Take them yachrenes, as soon as you see them. In other words, here he adds, if you look at them, you see them as two separate letters. You see the two zayins instead of ches. So if you see them, two separate letters, you can't add the little ink to connect them. That would make it a new letter. But if you don't say the hunch, they call it the hunch, the chatetris, that is, it's like a hunch back by the ches, it goes up. So agabi zainin, that's the time that actually stackable, and you need to look at it clearly. Then you can correct later on.
Is the hunch on the left or the right?
It's in the middle. Uh-huh. It's in the middle. Afilu, I'll show you in the here in 1 minute. In the tinuk, koyim zainim. Even now, if the child will say, "These are two zayins," and hechna achrav be'oys zu, this we're not going to go by the child with this letter, because this letter is written differently in the Torah than it is in the what the child is used to. He looks at ches at a straight line. He's not used like a hunch to going up. Sheiratina murgo ches kizu shimachatetres. He's not used to such a ches with a back. So even if you ask him, what's this letter? He's going to tell you, these are two zayins. We don't say, no, they're not two zayins. They're still a ches. Because he's not used to looking at a letter with a hunch. He looks at a flat ches. And therefore, we don't go by this letter. We don't follow him. And therefore, it's going to be kosher. But over here, it's interesting. He adds, by the ches, it's at the first glance what you get. If at the first glance it looks like two separate letters, too late, too bad. If it looks like one letter, you can fix it. And a child isn't going to help you, isn't going to make it bad for you either. Even the child said it's two zayin, it's not going to do. But he says, Avol betzadik vishin, in this case, we're not doing it, the child isn't going to ruin it for us, isn't going to make it good for us. But as far as a tzadik and a shin, to tell us what it is, now, the tzaddik, which is the yud nun, and the shin, which is the ayin yud, we're going to get, he says, of there will go by the child's reading it, bein lahakel, bein lahachmer, to be stringent, to be lenient, and stringent. In other words, we'll follow him, we'll ask him, what does this look like? Does this look like a shin, or it's an ayin and a yud? If we're not sure, what it is it connected enough or not? Is it close enough? If we see clearly that this is two separate letters, the child isn't going to help us. We're not sure if they're two separate letters or not, if it looks like an ayin and a yud, or it looks like a different letter. Then we're going to go by the tinuk, whether it's stringent or not stringent. And finally, we're going to learn. Let's say you didn't do the right leg of the yud. See, a yud is just a dot, but it has also a leg a little bit. The yud, the middle, it has extends. He didn't make the right leg of the yud. It's just like a block of a little bit of ink, but it doesn't have the leg. There's no fixing later on. Even the child is going to read it as a yud. It's not called a yud without that leg. It turns out that he wrote it not in order. Abel. That applies if he doesn't have that leg. I showed you there's also the yud. There is like a, over here in the printed it's rounded, but over there, the bottom left side also has a point. Without that left point, it's kosher. We already learned it before. On the left point from the, on the left side of the yud, because he brought it down earlier, Dal Rebbe too, so making that point does not make it writing out of order. So basically, so you see how in various letters, in various different ways, you need to, so many rules, and so specific. And a lot of times you have to ask a child, and a lot of times asking a child won't help, and a lot of times, so you see why you get a problem. So also, now you can also understand why sometimes a mezuzah will become puzzle later on, or tefillah become puzzle. Because in order for it to become puzzle, just something very small needs to happen to it. It needs to fade, it needs to crack, something needs to take place. If that takes place and these things happen, then it becomes disqualified, then it's no longer kosher. So these are some of the halachas that they have to deal with, and we're going to get on to other halachas later on, because you have to write specifically the mezuzahs, the tefillin, for the purpose of the tefillin mezuzahs. You can't just write like that. So that's another thing, it has to be lishma. All these things require a sofer. If you didn't learn these laws, you'd think, okay, what's the big deal? You just take a pen, take a feather, and just write it. But you see, it's very, very complicated and very detailed and very specific. And a sofer says it has to be even more religious, like I said, in some ways, than any other job that you have, more than a shoychet, more than a, because he has nobody looking over his shoulders really doing it. And when you see the end product, you can't really tell anything when it took place.